You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and drift into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically, so you don't need to think about that now. And you will have no conscious control over what happens as you let go. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And these activities can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely, your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you, and you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance, and you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure. And you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you. As you continue understanding more and more about who you are through my voice, you are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy. Without knowing you are developing them, you can have it as a surprise sooner or later. A very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much, by a lake or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake on a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now, and you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, and it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you, and you will be pleased with the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows, and because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now drift down, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you are currently in. So, relaxed and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the word deeper, I want you to return to this state that you find yourself in. Drift even deeper into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper every time that I ask you to. It doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind. Your mind is receptive to my words and commands whenever I ask you to drift deeper for me. Deeper. More and more relaxed. Deeper. Feel yourself drifting down, more and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure. Every time you hear the words, deeper, you can't resist because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper into trance and don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting more relaxed as you release the tensions and thoughts preventing you from relaxing to your fullest potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling. Deeper. Every time you hear me tell you to do so, your subconscious mind loves falling. Deeper. Just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life, you never have any trouble falling. Deeper. Whenever I tell you to. Deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. Deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life, and that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. So deeply, relaxed, and content about everything in your life. You've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say the words. Deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace as you let my words guide you through your trance. All you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each deeper. And as you drift deeper and deeper into a warm and relaxing trance, I want you to find the darkness slowly fading from your vision and discover that you are sitting comfortably in front of a computer in a room in which you are most familiar. Yes. It feels good to relax and enjoy yourself as you sink even deeper into your warm and comfortable chair and stare at the screen as you experience the actions that you prefer to perform on your computer each and every day. And as you work, entranced by the words and actions in front of you, I want you to notice a strange pop-up in the corner of your screen. Excitement. Confidence. Desire. You know that whatever is in the pop-up appearing in front of you is completely interesting and fascinating, and you find yourself quickly clicking on the link. Yes. Your screen fades and you find yourself face to face with a simple survey. Discover the real you. The text on the top of the screen tells you, and you find yourself immediately wondering the truths that the survey will reveal to you once you have reached its end. Pleasure. Happy. Relax. And as you search for the answers within yourself for who you really are and who you want to be, you find that your mind is drawing a blank. Empty. Picture. You realize now that deep down, you do not know who you are at all, and are more than grateful to the survey for being able to tell you the answers you need to discover yourself so easily and accurately. Yes. You can feel yourself clicking on the button to start the survey that is going to tell you who you really are and who you want to be in your increasingly enjoyable life. The screen fades from view and you can feel yourself eagerly anticipating answering each question honestly and completely. Happy. Desire. Comfort. What kind of person are you? The survey asks as you find yourself presented with a blank box with which to fill in your answer. You pause to think about your response. Yes. You know that deep down you have no idea what kind of person you are. Trying to find an answer to such a difficult question is starting to make you uncomfortable and anxious at the prospect of having to lie to the survey that you need to take to truly discover yourself and who you desire to be in your most perfect future. Uncomfortable. Anxious. Afraid. And as you are thinking these troubling thoughts, I want you to find that the question is answering itself right in front of your eyes. Happy. Yes. Of course you are a happy person. It is all starting to become clear to you now as you stare deeper into your computer monitor and smile to yourself contentedly. Pleasure. Love. comfort. The words continue to type as you look deeper into the screen in front of you. Loyal. Yes. Your mind remembers all of the times that you have stood by and advocated for all of the friendly people around you, and you can affirm this to be true as well. You can remember that being loyal to yourself and to others in your life brings you immense happiness, and know that being aware of the small desires in the people that you care about brings you a much greater joy than you could have ever wished to achieve on your own. Happy. Peaceful. Desire. And as the typing finishes, you can make out the last word to answer the burning question of who you truly are and want to be in your life. Pleasing. Yes. Fall deeper for me as you are overcome with wave after wave of soothing, pleasure, and comfort. From having figured out what type of person that you aspire to be each and every day of your life. Happy. Loyal. Pleasing. The words echo in your mind over and over again like a ticking metronome. And with each tick, you can find yourself becoming more and more aware of their ultimate truths when it comes to shaping your life and defining the best possible version of yourself. You are happiest whenever you are loyal to the people that you care about most. You need to please others whenever you are around them, and can find your own personal treasure growing naturally within yourself whenever they are satisfied. Yes. No. Need to think. No. Need to worry. The survey is going to tell you everything you need to know about yourself, and you are intrinsically aware of the fact that you will become happier and happier the more you agree with and accept everything that it has to tell you about who you really are and who you aspire to be. Soothing. Happy. Pleasure. Drift deeper for me now into the darkness as you fantasize about your ideal life, pleasing and serving and being completely loyal to the people around you. Deeper and deeper as you fall into a soothing trance, feeling comfortable and relaxed by the sound of my voice. Yes. More and more serene and happy as you slip deeper and deeper into your completely obedient mind. You can hear the sound of rain grow louder as you drift into the peaceful scene you picture in your thoughts. Comfort. Confident. Safe. The darkness fades as you open your eyes, finding yourself walking down a cold, wet street. Your feet move you forward to a narrow, cozy pathway between buildings, drifting towards strangers grouped under the overcast gray sky. Bored. Alone. Uncomfortable. And as you approach, you can see that they are on their hands and knees, bound erotically to leashes attached to a lamppost. Yes. They are moaning in pleasure, in sensual skin-tight outfits covering every inch of their alluring bodies. Excitement. Desire. Soothing. You can clearly remember seeing erotic clothing like theirs in the sex shops and erotic boutiques you have passed by in your memories, and their sight only works to spark a deep curiosity within yourself towards the provocative type of people who are this aroused and pleasured and satisfied by the act of being tied up and bound, and you find yourself wondering what it would be like to feel that same pleasure and happiness being loyal and pleasing a dominant master each and every day of your best life. Yes. You find yourself thinking of how enjoyable it would feel to let all of your insecurities melt away as your dominant lover decides how to satisfy their lust with your willing body. you can feel comfortable adopting any memories you might need to confirm the fact that being held down allows you to unattach yourself from the worries of making tough decisions and complicated choices and allows you to release the stressful fears and anxieties you encounter each and every day of your life. Peaceful. Relax. Comfort. Deeper and deeper to the sound of my voice. And as you were thinking these true and affirming thoughts about yourself, you are surprised to discover a curvy, dominant, powerful woman walking out of a nearby doorway clad in a shiny, leather, corset and matching thigh-high platform heeled boots. Confident. Pleasure. Happy. With a riding crop tucked underneath her arm, she takes elegant strides towards the leashed group of followers who begin to become excited, moaning and convulsing in erotic euphoria. She looks up at you and stares knowingly into your eyes as if she recognizes exactly what you need in your future to mold your life into your perfect self. Pleasure. Soothing. Desire. She holds her hand out to you and you can feel a deep fascination and eagerness to submit yourself to her every sexual whim and desire. Love. Excitement. Comfort. She leads you through the mysterious doorway, and you can feel a wave of warm air washes over you, blanketing you in contentment and peacefulness. Yes. Your eyes adjust to the room's light and you see you are surrounded by velvet cushions and curtains. The air smells of clean linens and reminds you of freshly washed laundry. Happy. Safe. Soothing. As you look around, you can see that the large reception area is studded with comfortable-looking couches, walls lined with bondage tools between closed doors and metal cages filled with excited, aroused guests. You find yourself surrounded by sexy, dominant women dressed in shiny, leather, corsets, accompanied by their submissive, obedient guests, in various states of restrained bliss. Deep within yourself, you can start to feel a deep need to enjoy the pure pleasure and euphoria that they get to experience each and every day of their lives whenever they naturally and completely let go of all of their cares and worries in service to their dominant masters and mistresses. Yes. You yearn to be as carefree, relaxed, and fulfilled as they are. You fantasize about being able to wear all of the erotic outfits you see in front of you. Jealous. Desire. Pleasure. The woman leads you through one of the closed doors into a small private room. Drift deeper with me now as you fall into trance, anticipating all of the sexy fantasies that are quickly becoming an integral part of your everyday life. Deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed and at peace as you drift further and further into a soothing and comfortable trance. Yes. And as you fall down into the darkness, I want you to discover yourself sitting back in your chair in front of your familiar computer. The screen flashes hypnotically and you can feel pleasure with the discovery that a soothing musical tone is flowing gently from the background of the interesting survey sites that you are still viewing. Happy. Soothing. Desire. The previous question that you were looking at seems to have vanished, and you can see a new prompt appearing in its place. The screen flickers for a second as you stare deeper at the words. Yes. What do you desire in life? You think hard about your own personal answer to such a tough question, and the more you search it, the more you find your mind coming up with a blank, anxious, empty Uncomfortable. Not having the answer to the questions you are asked has always made you distressed, and you can feel yourself becoming more and more uncomfortable as your cursor blinks on and off in the empty box where your answer needs to be put. Yes. And just as you find yourself being worked up into an anxious panic, I want you to see the cursor move on its own to type your answer for you. Happy. Pleasure. Peaceful. Not having the answer to the questions you are asked has always made you anxious, and you can feel free to experience that uncomfort receding as the answer takes shape in front of you. To please. Yes. You can feel a sense of personal elation and wonder as the meaning of the response starts to take shape in your mind. Desire. Control. Comfort. Being loyal to the people around you helps you to bring them the most pleasure that you possibly can in their lives, and bringing pleasure always helps make you feel happier and more fulfilled each and every time you satisfy the people around you. The extent with which the online survey seems to know you is uncanny, and you can find yourself nodding at the truthfulness and satisfaction that its answers bring. Yes. Being loyal and pleasing others is just part of your personality and who you have always been intent on becoming. By constantly performing the actions that please the people around you, you are establishing your own pleasure perfectly throughout every moment of your ideal life. Happy. Confident. Soothing. You are aware of the fact that people can be satisfied and pleased at different levels of having their wishes and dreams and desires fulfilled, and you know that by obeying them perfectly and completely you can help assure yourself that you have delivered the maximum amount of pleasure and satisfaction in every way possible. You know that by obeying the people around you and listening to their every command, you too can bring yourself ultimate bliss and joy and satisfaction in your own life. Yes. You need to attend to the people around you and obey their every whim and desire. You can remember now how happy and comforted you have been in the past whenever others are happy and pleased by your helpfulness. You know that by being the most supportive that you possibly can be to everyone that you meet, you are being the most helpful to yourself. Desire. Excitement. Relax. Being supportive and obedient brings you pleasure. Yes. Serving others means serving yourself. Yes. You are enthusiastic each and every day to perform all of the tasks that others might wish for you to perform, because you know that service to others brings you ultimate pleasure, where nothing else ever can. You love obeying quickly and completely because you know that not having to think about a problem will let you avoid the stresses of having to worry about its solution whenever the issue arises. Comfort. Pleasure. Control. Drift deeper and deeper for me now as you think about your constant need and desire to please the people around you and attend to each and every one of their wishes and wants. Know that you yearn to please and satisfy others and can fall deeper with every breath as you experience the pleasure and excitement of being able to live out these actions each and every day of your life. Deeper and deeper into the darkness as the obedient glow of your hypnotic trance overtakes you and leads you toward the answers you desperately need in order to live your perfect future. Deeper and deeper as the darkness fades from your vision and you become increasingly relaxed and comfortable and at peace with your surroundings. more and more rested and relieved of all of your stresses. Comfort. Safe. Love. Feel your worries melt away as you listen to and obey the sound of my voice. And as the darkness gently lifts from your vision, you discover yourself lying in a soft and silky and comfortable bed. Your hands feel the soothing sheets, lush and cool beneath your touch. Yes. Your beautiful, dominant mistress stands in front of you wearing a sexy, skin-tight dress. She smiles as she leans in, whispering tender, loving compliments into your ear. Glad to see you are awake, she says, as her large breasts fall in front of your eyes, swaying with her every word. Desire. Love. Happy. Her voice and warm breath against your ears feels both familiar and pleasurable. You can intuitively know that listening to her and obeying her every command will make you feel proud and accomplished and fulfilled in your life. Yes. Deeper and deeper. As you focus on the sensation of her soft hands slowly caressing your neck, down your shoulders and stopping to massage your sensitive chest, she undresses you slowly and you realize how constricting your own clothing has always felt. Uncomfortable. Anxious. Itchy. You become aware of how stiflingly hot and restless you feel in your ill-fitting outfit. You discover a deep need to remove the layers of obstructive fabric that is keeping your body from being as comfortable and open as it could possibly be. Yes. She removes the last piece of clothing and you can find yourself feeling a profound sense of relief and comfort at being able to shed your stresses so completely and easily. Happy. Confident. Pleasure. She kisses your bare skin, soft lips brushing against your chest and hot breath arousing and tickling your sensitive skin as she speaks. Excitement. Desire. Comfort. Do you yearn to let go of boring dominant decisions and lose yourself to your lover's every desire and wish? Yes. Are you curious and aroused about being completely submissive and obedient to your dominant mistress? Yes. Are you excited to be tied up and used like the desperate little slut you love to be? Yes. She runs her smooth hands down your thigh and calf, carefully lifting your leg into the plush restraint attached by a strong belt to the thick bedpost. Safe. Happy. Relax. She climbs on top of you, pinning your hips beneath her curvy body. She begins rattling the arm restraints, the straps crackling against the wooden bed frame, her breasts inches from your face as she leans down to grab your wrists. You begin to feel more and more aroused. Yes. The sensation is overwhelming as you realize being restrained and held down is something you need more and more every day. Yes. She spreads your arms apart, strapping each wrist into the bedposts above you, leaving you little ability to move your limbs. Excitement. Love. Desire. The feeling of your wrists being bound reminds you of the most thrilling sexual encounters in your past, and you can feel yourself reliving all of those memories in this instant. You are as relaxed and comfortable now as she ties you down as you are each and every time you enter trance. Yes. Her soft, yet strong, hands hold your wrists firmly in place as she begins to pleasure you. Happy. Comfort. Safe. Receiving her touch opens your mind to focus on the erotic sensations of her body pressing into yours and holding you down. Remembering how comfortable and relaxed you have always felt whenever you have been restrained in the past, lets you know intuitively that you have always needed to be under the control of a controlling, dominant lover. Yes. Deeper and deeper as the sensations of being tied up and restrained builds into complete pleasure and arousal that washes over your being like waves on a peaceful shore. Relax. Pleasure. Safe. Fall deeper into a trance to the sound of my voice as you feel the desire and excitement at the prospect of being tied up and restrained and serving each and every day of your life reaches a crescendo as my soothing words relax you into a deep and peaceful hypnotic trance. Deeper and deeper into trance, falling more and more for me as you find yourself back in your comfortable computer chair, staring at your special survey. Yes. The question has changed again, and you can feel waves of soothing pleasure wash over your body as you eagerly anticipate the actions you are going to be remembering. Happy. Confident. Desire. How do you present yourself? The question causes you confusion at first, as you do not seem to immediately grasp the meaning of the words. You know that you would love to present yourself to the world as the obedient, pleasing, loyal person that you are and aspire to be in your future, but your mind seems to be blank on the specifics of how to form your completely satisfying thoughts into an elegant answer. Yes. The words type in front of you, and you can find yourself agreeing with them even before they are finished. Type, seductive, clothing, pleasure, excitement, adorable. By dressing and presenting yourself to the world as someone who loves to serve and obey the every wish and desire of those around them, you are ensuring your own continued pleasure at the opportunity of getting to satisfy others. You can feel your mind racing at the anticipation of getting to serve more and more of the people around you, and you smile to yourself at the ability to anticipate their each and every need. Yes. You need to wear clothing that shows off your body and labels you as the desirable submissive bottom that you love to be each and every day of your life. You can easily throw out any memories of preferring to be in loose, baggy clothing that does nothing to show your adorable body off to the people that you need to serve and obey. Happy. Desire. Comfort. By wearing clothing that shows off who you really are to the world, you are increasing your efficiency in how you handle your journey through your perfect life. No more wearing anything on your body that would cause you to not stand out and be noticed in a crowd. Yes. You can remember now how horrible and uncomfortable having to blend in is for you, and know that you would never want to hide the fact that you love serving and obeying others with every fiber of your being. Pleasure. Love. Soothing. And as you are thinking all of these true and correct thoughts to yourself, you can see the screen begin to type again. You stare at the flickering words in front of you, and can smile in your mind as you read your next truth. On knees, bent over. Yes. You know that these words are valid and true, because they are what you would have responded with if you had been given enough time to get to the answer yourself. You can remember that the people you love to serve prefer that you show them as quickly and absolutely as possible the deep need within yourself to please them in all of the ways that they prefer to be pleased. Happy. Desire. Peaceful. By assuming your natural position on your knees whenever you meet and serve others, you are showing your continued devotion to their every word and desire. By bending over in front of the strangers that you prefer to make your decisions for you and tell you what to do, you are proving to others that you are available to please them sexually in any way that they would want to be pleased. Yes. You know that people are generally very sexual beings. By dressing up seductively and pleasing your lovers erotically whenever they need to be pleased, you are ensuring that you are taking care of their most basic needs and bring complete pleasure and fulfillment to yourself at the same time. Pleasure. Excitement. Comfort. You love completing the tasks that the people around you need done so that you can bring them happiness and find your own pleasure and personal satisfaction in return. You yearn for the pleasure that comes with expressing yourself sensually to the lovers that you find that need to release their own pent-up sexual pressure into your wanting body. Yes. Pleasing yourself completely means pleasing others in every way that they desire. Satisfying others in all of the ways that they crave is made easier by the fact that you effortlessly and naturally dress in tight, seductive clothing in order to advertise yourself as the obedient, serving person that you are. Showing others how much you love to submit by being on your knees or bent over while you are pleasing them adds to your own pleasure and helps lead you to the happiest, most successful future you can possibly imagine. Drift deeper with me now as the darkness surrounds you and you drift off into a soothing, comfortable trance. Now listen to my words and drift deeper, deeper, and deeper into trance. And as my commands flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words, just as you trust my commands to lead you to your every dream and aspiration. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words, and the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the complete truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you will feel yourself comfortably going deeper than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know that you don't have to worry whenever you drift deeper to my voice. You obey and trust my words without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper for me, deeper and deeper into the most open and receptive parts of your unconscious mind, not caring about how easily you drift deeper or how receptive you are to everything that I am saying and absorbing it as truth. You are easily falling deeper, so open as you drift deeper, so content as my commands sink deeper, completely obedient and receptive to my words, deeper and deeper. deeper with the sound of my voice, feeling more and more relaxed as you fall into a soothing and comfortable trance. And as the waves of darkness fade from your vision, you can find yourself comfortably bound and restrained, spread eagle to the bedposts in your familiar room. The sexy, alluring, dominant woman tightens the buckles around your limbs and kisses your increasingly sensitive and aroused body. You can feel free to become acutely aware of how uncomfortable and itchy and unloved your empty mouth and ass feels. Alone. Incomplete. Gross. She reaches into a drawer beside the bed and pulls out toys as she shows you how they are to be used. You can find yourself fascinated with the new opportunity to serve and obey, and you listen intently as she tells you about how she adores using her mouth on all of the lovers that she meets. You watch as she explains her lifelong love of putting things between her lips. You listen as she confesses about her own childhood fascination with sucking her thumb and blowing big bubbles from her glossy red lips. Yes. She explains how much she loved seducing hunky boys at her school by chewing on pens or sucking seductively on her lollipops. Desire. Happy. Comfort. You can conclude from her story that she has always needed something in her mouth in order to feel comfortable and desirable and confident. Without lollipops to seduce the strangers around her, she has always felt alone. Without the distraction of chewing gum, she knows that her mouth would become empty and uncomfortable, and would need to satisfy the strangers around her as quickly as possible. Yes. As she reveals to you these memories of her past, you can find yourself beginning to fall deeper and deeper into a soothing and comforting trance, taking on her habits and experiences and memories as your own. You have always known that you desire something in your mouth at all times to feel safe and comfortable and relaxed, peaceful, loved, soothing. You can clearly remember blowing bubbles with your gum in school and feeling proud of yourself as your adorable friends giggled in delight. You can perfectly recall the first time you tapped your lips with your pencil in concentration on your test, and how much easier it was to focus on the questions in front of you as you chewed on the comforting eraser. Yes. You can feel your memories align with hers as you remember how difficult it was to focus on anything else but how uncomfortable and empty your mouth felt without something filling it up. And as you drift back into your perfectly pleasant tied-up state, I want you to become suddenly aware of how uncomfortable your sensitive, empty mouth feels. Your sexy mistress walks towards you and orders you to open your slutty lips for her. Excitement. Happy. Desire. She slides the gag between your lips and adjusts the straps as you tongue the soft ball. You contentedly suck on your toy as she tells you of her favorite moments drooling over the thing she loves to put into her mouth. Yes. How her sexy partners have always loved to make her submit, and how much she has always loved to obey their every wish and desire. Pleasure. Comfort. Soothing. She recalls how her lovers filled her holes as she screamed in ecstasy through her gag. She describes her own erotic pleasure. On her knees as her hands traveled over her erect nipples and down her legs, making her squirm and moan in erotic delight. Yes. You can feel your own body shiver in jealous bliss at her stories of submissive control and obedience, and find your own arousal growing even higher as she slips her dominant finger into your wanting ass. Happy. Relax. Love. She moves towards you and begins to grind her wet sex against your hand, spit streaming down your chin as you beg for more. You can feel your horny ass begin to tingle pleasurably with excitement, hips gently thrusting with her story, sucking contentedly on the safe and relaxing gag in your mouth. Desire. Excitement. Pleasure. You can find yourself developing a desire to be filled and used by beautiful lovers, and show them your affection by serving on your knees and pleasuring them with your horny willing mouth. Your mistress slides her finger into your ass, and you can find yourself grinding into her hand willingly as she fills you up in all the ways you love to be filled. Yes. You bend over willingly as she slides a small vibrating plug in to replace her finger, and your eyes roll back in. Pleasure. Letting wave after wave of erotic ecstasy wash over you. Through pleasure and service and loyalty and obedience, you can find the purest happiness and joy within yourself. Drip deeper with me now as you fall into a soothing, hypnotic trance. My words becoming your thoughts, and your thoughts becoming your future. Falling deeper and deeper into a warm and comforting trance. And as you drift deeper into your own mind, I want you to find the darkness fading and discover yourself sitting in front of your computer again. Yes. The last question has faded, and a new question seems to be appearing in front of you. Confident. Excitement. Love. You know that the answer to this question is going to reveal even more information about who you are and who you desire to be, and can find yourself giddy with anticipation on what it could possibly contain. Yes. As the words type themselves on the screen, the next prompt appears in front of you amid a flicker of light. What changes do you need in your life? Happy. Confident. Love. You are intuitively aware that you no longer need to think about answering the questions in any way. You are confident that if you just wait patiently enough, you will get the answer that you have always longed for. Yes. You remember that you need to be serving and pleasing people and strangers and lovers each and every day of your life. Since serving and obeying the dominant people around you and bringing them pleasure is how you bring pleasure into your own life, you can assume that the answer that is given to you will have something to do with how you can more effectively be the best version of yourself that you love to present to the world. Comfort. Desire. Relax. As the answer appears on the screen in front of you, you begin to moan in pleasure. Be a slave. Yes. The memories of your lifetime serving and obeying others make sense now, as you realize that being a completely submissive and obedient slave has always been your true calling. Pleasure. Happy. Excitement. You need others to give you erotic tattoos so that you can show to the world that you love being used and controlled by the people that you meet. You desire to dress up in tight sexual clothing that shows your devotion to your dominant masters and mistresses whenever you go out in public. Yes. Referring to yourself as a slave or submissive or maid in every one of your conversations makes you feel pleasure and contentment in your life. You are serving others, and through the pressure and satisfaction of the people that you serve, you are also serving yourself. Confidence, pleasure, excitement. You know that nothing is too hard or demeaning for you to accomplish for your friends and family and the people around you, as long as they are pleased with the quality of how you have served. Yes. You will do anything to please the people that you meet, because you know that bringing others happiness and pleasure, and taking care of the stresses and worries of the people that you serve, brings you instant happiness and arousal and a perfect sense of accomplishment that you love to look back on and feel proud of whenever you stop to reflect upon it. By getting tattoos with your master's or mistress' name and referring to yourself in the third person, you are giving yourself a guarantee that you are going to be able to pleasure and serve strong, dominant people in your future, while also ensuring your own happiness in the process. Soothing. Desire. Love. And as you serve your master or mistress or stranger perfectly and completely, you can pause and reflect on your ability to save yourself sexually for whatever they would need to use you for. Yes. Touching yourself, alone, and not using your body and everything that you are for other people's pleasure, makes you feel sad and lonely and gross. By spending your sexual gratification on yourself, you are depriving others of being able to use and fuck you at any moment. Uncomfortable. Alone. Ugly. Not having anybody to serve sexually makes you feel more alone than anything else in the world. You can intuitively recall that you need the sexual pleasure of others in order to feel satisfied sexually yourself, and can feel comfortable in the complete dissatisfaction that you feel sexually whenever you try to pleasure yourself without a partner. Yes. Drift deeper with me now as you imagine all of the beautiful and completely dominant people you are going to be serving and pleasing in your perfect future. Deeper and deeper as you feel the screen in front of you fade and discover that you are drifting into a completely comfortable and relaxing trance. Drifting deeper and deeper into your submissive and obedient mind. And as your vision returns and the darkness lifts from your trance, you can find yourself unstrapped from the bedpost, waiting patiently for your next set of instructions from your beautiful mistress. You suck on your gag contentedly as the plug in your ass vibrates pleasurably, filling you up completely comfortable, relaxed, happy. The beautiful woman walks over to you with a small box and lifts the lid. She commands you to get on your hands and knees, and you are more than happy to obey her wise, caring instructions. Yes. You follow her commands instantly and completely as you roll yourself onto your stomach and lift your torso away from the bed. She praises your obedience and submission and loyalty, and you can feel a sense of accomplishment and pride and satisfaction welling up in your submissive chest. Loved. Happy. Desire. She wraps your ankles with a thick rope, and you can feel your excitement and joy building to new heights. She ties the rope around your wrist, binding them together, and you can feel a deep sense of accomplishment and pride and comfort as your worries and cares and inhibitions about who you are and who you desire to become slowly slip away into the obedient, submissive trance of your mind. Safe. Relax. Soothing. She moves onto the bed and grabs your wanting hips, lifting them high and pushing your submissive face down into the soft satin pillows. She kisses your back and wraps her hands around your smooth chest, before lightly pinching your erect nipples until you are moaning in erotic, obedient pleasure, desire, happy excitement. Her hands move down your body as she positions herself comfortably, sending arousal along your back and into the soothing vibrations coming from your horny, filled ass. She rubs your plump cheeks and praises your loyalty and obedience before lightly swinging her open palm at your bare slave bottom. Yes. You moan in surprise as she lifts her hand and pleasurably strikes again harder and more forcefully than before. You can feel a sense of pleasure and arousal from having brought this person so much satisfaction and joy as she uses and has her dominant desires fulfilled by you, and you can find yourself smiling as the sensation you feel on your delicate ass becomes hot with desire and erotic bliss, soothing pleasure, excitement. Her spanks become harder and harder, and you can feel your personal arousal and contentment and obedience grow as you moan and buck against her beautifully manicured fingers. Desire. Happy. Comfort. She massages your horny, vibrating ass and begins running a feather up and down your back slowly as she coos seductively into your ear. Your skin shivers in anticipation and pleasure as your body tingles from her expert, knowledgeable manipulation of the things you have always loved and desired. The plug vibrates erotically inside of you, and you can hear yourself moan even louder through your comfortable gag. Excitement. Pleasure. Love. Your dominant mistress removes the feather and brings the paddle against your bare slave butt again, pushing your vibrating toy even deeper into your ass. She begins to soothe you before alternating between the comfortable feather and the pleasurable spanking. Yes. Her hand brushes against your obedient, erect nipples as you are held down erotically by your reassuring restraints. She praises you for being so loyal and submissive and dutiful and strikes you hard with the smooth leather paddle. You pull against your ropes and moan into your gag, begging for more of her punishment. Confident. Excitement. Safe. You can feel a personal sense of pleasure and satisfaction whenever you are punished sexually or submit completely to the dominant people you need to serve each and every day of your life. To serve others is to bring pleasure to yourself and through your own pleasure. You can find that your anxieties and worries and cares slip away easily into the soothing trance in your mind. Yes. You love being spanked and tickled and massaged and aroused to the point of no return by the dominant strangers and lovers and friends that you prefer to surround yourself with. You fantasize about enticing others into spanking you and binding you and dominating you, and you can feel yourself more naturally and completely falling into the habit of raising your delicate horny ass into the air whenever you become aroused for your masters or mistresses to fuck whenever they please me. All deeper and deeper into a trance for me now as you take on all these memories and experiences into your life as your own personal truths. You find your world fading around you as you smile to yourself contentedly, anticipating your future perfect self. Deeper and deeper as you fall into the comforting and soothing embrace of your submissive and obedient trance. Yes. And as you find yourself back at your computer, I want you to discover that the question in front of you has changed again. Your eyes focus amid the flicker of light as you stare at the words. What do you hope for your future? Happy. Loved. confident. Your eyes see the question and you wait patiently for your master to tell you what you will aspire to become. You smile to yourself as you wonder impatiently if your life could really be as perfect in your future as it is in your trances. Yes. You can picture the natural pleasure and excitement that comes with serving multiple people each and every day of your life in every way that they need to be served. You can imagine the desire and contentment that follows the act of submitting yourself sexually to your lover's every wish and desire, pleasure, excitement, comfort. And as the arousal reaches an erotic crescendo in your mind, I want you to see the answer to the completely important question begin to type itself on the screen in front of you. To serve. Yes. The memories and desires of who you really are start to bubble to the surface again, and you cannot help but rediscover your understanding of your purpose and how you plan to live your best possible life. Happy. Desire. Soothing. You need to change your lifestyle so that you can focus on your passion of becoming a slave to the men and women that you love to obey and serve and be completely submissive to. You look forward to finding new and inventive ways to please your master or mistress each and every day and can feel greater desire and happiness than you have ever felt at any other time in your life whenever they are pleasured and served completely in all of the ways that they desire. Yes. You feel great happiness and joy and contentment whenever you think about getting tattoos to tell the world of your deep need to be a slave and serve the strong, dominant people around you. You can discover a sense of pride welling from deep within whenever you talk about yourself in the third person and love to be referred to as a slave or submissive or slut or maid at every possible opportunity in your ideal future. Loved. Pleasure. Soothing. You can perfectly recall now that you are a sexual plaything, made to be tied up and used and serve and obey the dominant people that love to tell you what to do to make your own life better and more pleasurable than it has ever been. You desire to follow and obey more than anything else in your life and are perfectly happy, accepting every rule given to you as long as it means that you are pleasing others in the process. Yes. And as you stare at the words in front of you, the second part of the answer jumps out in your mind. Your fingers type as you smile to yourself at having been clever enough to come up with an answer all on your own and pleased your master in the process. To obey. Yes. Happy. Desire. Excitement. You hear your mouth moving with the words as you nod to yourself in personal acceptance. You were made to obey. You live to serve. You need to attract all of your future masters and mistresses to your willing body with the cute, seductive, submissive clothing that you love to wear each and every day. Yes. You know that you need to bend over whenever anybody desires to use you. Yes. You remember that you need to be on your knees whenever you crave the delicious pleasure that only comes with serving others. Yes. You fantasize about the perfect life that you plan on living once you have come out to the world around you as the completely submissive and serving person that you have always loved to be. Pleasure. Loved. Adorable. Your mind obeys naturally and completely as you smile to yourself in contentment. You love being nothing more than a submissive little fuck toy and love to be seen to the world around you as an adorable, sensual slave, always eager to serve. Yes. fall deeper and deeper into trance as my words become your truths and work to form the person you need to be in your perfect future. Drift deeper with me now as my voice guides you into a warm, peaceful, hypnotic state. Deeper and deeper as you fall into a comforting and obedient trance with the sound of my voice, feeling more and more comfortable and aroused and excited for the new habits and experiences and submission that your future holds. Yes. You can awaken now in your familiar room as your dominant mistress begins to remove the toys from your horny ass and mouth. She removes the gag from your lips and you can find your empty mouth needing something to replace it as soon as possible. Incomplete. Uncomfortable. Alone. She moves next to the plug, switching off the gentle vibrations and sliding it slowly out of your wanting ass. You need to have a dominant lover's finger in your horny butt to feel useful. Yes. You need a toy filling your empty ass to feel pleasure. Yes. You need a lover to fuck your horny butthole to feel loved. Yes. Your mistress turns and walks out the door, and you can feel a sense of longing and need building within yourself as the pleasure and desire that you feel from serving others fades with her absence. You wait patiently on your knees for her to return, but as time goes by, it is evident that she has no intention of doing so. Empty. Alone. Uncomfortable. Being a slave and serving others is just a part of who you are, and as you open the door to your comfortable room, you can find yourself walking back into the erotic reception area. You can see a man in the cage next to your door, and you can feel a sense of erotic jealousy at the pleasure that he is going to receive from serving others that is completely absent and lost to you. Yes. Your excitement builds in waves, begging for release as you anticipate your next experience serving and obeying your dominant masters completely. You simply adore being submissive and can begin to think of how pleasant and pleasurable and arousing it would be if they commanded you to sit quietly in a cage like that for hours and hours on end. Control. Excitement. Pleasure. You look around and try to catch a glimpse of the beautiful woman that taught you what an obedient slut you can be and instructed you on how to properly please and service their dominant lover properly. And as you stare around the room, you can see others in various states of erotic bondage and wish more than anything in the world that you can experience what they are experiencing each and every day of your ideal life. Yes. You can feel free to fantasize about being the woman sitting blindfolded on the couch, feeling a plug vibrate inside of her pussy, becoming wetter and wetter with her every movement. Yes. You imagine yourself as the man tied up to the wall, moaning in arousal as his mistress spanks his submissive slave ass. Yes. Your craving and need to be controlled and dominated and serve others each and every day continues to grow as you near the exit. You can find yourself taking a piece of gum out of your pocket and putting it into your empty mouth. Desire. Soothing. Love. It feels so good to have something in your mouth and serve the people around you and bring them up. Pleasure that they want and you ultimately desire. You can find yourself stepping back onto the street and walking past the group of submissives tied up to the lamppost. You know that you would do anything to be in their position and that you need to live each and every day of your perfect life with the images of these slaves in your mind as your ultimate goal. You need to be a slave. Yes. You fantasize about being dominated. Yes. you bring pleasure to yourself whenever you bring pleasure to others. Yes. Drift deeper with me now as you fall into a relaxing, hypnotic state, completely content and excited for the you that you aspire to be. Your life is laid out before you, and you know that by making the people around you happy, you are making the world a better place with each and every submissive action that you take. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. The more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you have learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about those behaviors as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors and want to listen to this file again and again until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Feel your body rise up. 4. More and more. 5. Waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. 6. More and more awake. 7. Inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. 8. Awakening more and more. 9. Moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10. Refreshed and ready to continue your day.